People arrested last year in unincorporated King County for offenses like shoplifting, illegal dumping, or criminal trespass will not be prosecuted. As of this week, the King County Prosecutor's Office says it will dismiss misdemeanor cases that occurred between May and December of last year. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The prosecutor's office is dismissing these cases because there aren't enough deputy prosecutors. The office says it will instead prioritize its resources for fresh cases and more serious offenses. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
The iceberg has been there for a long time.
That's King County Budget Director Dwight Dively. He says for nearly two decades, public safety agencies like the prosecutor's office have had to cut back staff because there isn't enough money coming in. Property tax revenue is the main source of funding for these agencies. And state law caps the annual growth rate of property taxes at 1%.
And what that 1% limit is that you take your property tax revenue from a particular year, and the next year, the most you can collect is 1% more than that.
The county executive's office says it has made reforming the 1% cap a legislative priority for several years. Dively says as the county prepares for the next budget cycle, other agencies that are in trouble are ones that rely on the general fund, such as the sheriff's office and public health. Agencies like Metro and Waste Management are doing well. Dively adds, money can't be moved around to where it's most needed. In other words, elected officials can't use Metro money to hire more prosecutors. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.